Good morning. Welcome to Emmett Audio. So, today being a Wednesday, it's one of the days when my younger daughter and I do kettlebell swings waiting for the school bus. Now, over the course of several months, we've worked our way up to traditionally doing 100 kettlebell swings, whether that's in sets of different lengths or recently we've just been going for it and doing it all at once, but we've only done it all at once maybe two or three times, and it felt like a big accomplishment given how far she's come. Now she's been off for a week from that, and maybe that's got something to do with what just happened, but we just did 200 kettlebell swings in a row without stopping, and frankly that blows my mind that she did that, and it speaks to how much our limitations for ourselves are in our mind. I mean, I've never done 200 kettlebell swings. There's so many things to say about this. First of all, it speaks to how much our limitations are in our own mind, and how she, whether we were going to stop at 100, but then she decided to keep going, and then she thought we were going to go to 150, but then I kept going, and we basically just kept egging each other on. And somewhere in there, I'd start doing one-handed swings and pull out my phone and put on We Are the World, which is the song that we like to listen to keep ourselves motivated doing this. And that really kept us going, which says something about music and the place it has to inspire us to do more than we think we can do. But this is what I love about exercise, is that it's probably the simplest place to simplest way to learn that you can do more than you thought you could, and that you can grow and change and become capable of more than you used to be capable of, right? Sure, partly it was in her mind, but partly also since we started doing kettlebell swings, she's gotten a lot stronger. And that's exercise for you, right? It really changes you. It changes who you are. And being made aware of how we are, as human beings, we are change machines. We change all the time. Having that brought to the fore by exercise is really helpful, because it reminds us that we're definitely changing one way or the other, and we can be changing in a direction we like, or we will be changing in a direction we don't like. And I think exercise is one of the simplest ways to learn that. It's not just true for exercise, but it's true for many other things in life, but partly for how exercise interacts with your body, and your body, you know, is amazingly able to adapt, and partly due to the fact that exercise is something that we quantify, we count. It just makes it easy to say, wow, you know, 200 kettlebell swings, that's twice as much effort as 100 kettlebell swings. And, you know, we had assumed that our limit was this, and it turns out it's this other thing. Now, the other thing I'm grateful for is that we started this, well, that I'm doing it with her, because I think if I hadn't started doing it with her, I think the thing that commonly happens with parents is they get passed by their kids' physical accomplishments at some point, and if you don't have a habit as a parent of trying to match your kids' physical abilities or inspire them to greater physical abilities by your own physical abilities, then it's very easy to be passive, to essentially sit on the sidelines and watch your kid do incredible physical things and not have that be a part of your own physical journey as well. Because if the gap gets too large, if your kid is capable of running 12 miles and you can't run one, well then, there's no way that, you know, you feel like at that point, like you're holding your kid back if you do it with them, right? And so you don't, and then the gap gets bigger and bigger.
And I think this is a trap that comes for all of us as grown-ups, is that at some point we sacrifice our own ability and we tell ourselves, oh, we're doing that to facilitate our kids' ability, right? We take them to the sports game. They get the exercise. We get more and more incapable of doing the same thing. And one of the things I'm extremely grateful for about this kettlebell in the driveway situation is that we're growing together. And that makes a big difference. Oh, here's a neighbor coming. I gotta go. Okay, I'm back. So you know, I think if you find yourself in a place where you think, oh, you know, I waited too late, I'm not capable of doing what my kid does, and I never will be, I think you're thinking too narrowly. It might be that if you're out of shape and your kid is hitting 12, 15 years old, they're frankly hitting their peak, and there's not going to be a way that you can get yourself to a place where you're going to match them. I mean, frankly, an athletic kid at their peak at 18, you're never going to match them. But you could, over the course of 10 years, get yourself to a place so that when they're in their mid-20s, that you're in a much better place and can do things with them and help them at their next stage of their journey, right? Because in their mid-20s, they're going to start hitting those temptations and those those metabolic milestones where they're going to start losing their abilities. And if you are an inspiring example of, you know, sure, maybe I wasn't as fit as I could have been when you were a kid, but now, you know, I'm able to keep up with you on a hike, or, you know, we can do these things together. You're an adult at this point, and sort of I can still have the relationship with you of supporting and encouraging your physical training habits. I think that's a really beautiful thing. And so it might be that you're in a period where you need to play the long game, where you need to say, you know what, I'm going to do the best I can to improve my health over time, and I'm going to do it low and slow. I'm going to change slowly over time, do my best to not get injured, do my best to improve little by little, and just be patient. You will get to a place where you can be training with your kids when your kids are older, and they need that wisdom from you still. You know, think back to when you were 22, 25. Think about how much you needed the wisdom of your parents saying to you, you know what, like, sure, you're able to do all this stuff because your body's sort of at its peak right now, but your habits suck and it's going to come back and bite you in the ass if you don't try to change some of these things that you're doing, right? And you can be that example for turning yourself around. And I think there's almost nothing more inspiring than someone turning themselves around. I'm in the middle of it myself. And I'm so glad that I started. And I'm so glad that I am where I am. And I'm so glad that I will be where I will be in 10 years. Because that's a much better place to be than where I was heading. And it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much change of course in any given moment. Right? The saying is, if you're crossing the Atlantic, a couple degrees course change will make the difference between landing in southern Spain and landing in northern Scotland. A couple degrees course change at the beginning. And you're going to need to keep making those small course changes throughout your entire life. This is part of what I talked about either yesterday or the day before. You're going to need to keep making those course changes. But just making that small change now immediately places you in a different destination than wherever it is that you're heading. So thank you for listening. Go do something that's going to make your future better. Talk tomorrow.